If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to the Verizon Yankees postgame show. You entered this game coming off the 3-2 loss, a head-scratcher last night. It happens, but you never want to lose in Colorado. Yankees more than made up for it with this win today. They go for the series win tomorrow, and they had the right guy on the mound to do it, Max Fried, entering this start. Yankees 5-0 when he takes the ball following a loss. He'd allowed 2 earned runs total across those 5 starts. The right guy, the ace, the stopper on the mound. And facing Kyle Freeland, who entered 0-6 with a 5.68 ERA. You never know how things shake out. Freeland also coming off a really good start against the Phillies, but the Yankees made him pay for every mistake today. When the doors cracked open, they walked directly through that door. Goldschmidt started the day with a leadoff single to left. It was wiped out by a Trent Grisham double play, 4-6-3, but the captain, who crushed his first career game at Coors Field last night, make it up for some lost time in Colorado. Pick it up where he left off today. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
3-2, here's pitch to Judge, swung on, hit to right center field, and hit well. Trailing is Freeman, look it up, goodbye! Home run, Aaron Judge, to the opposite field. And the Yankees have a 1-0 lead here in the first.
And now leads baseball once again, where he should be, Aaron Judge. 18 home runs, game number 51. It is incredible. The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer. Today, Bellinger immediately followed by scorching a double. He stayed dialed in and sort of a huge day for Cody Bellinger. Volpe grounded to third, though, to end that top of the first inning. Bottom half, Max Fried has been special in every way so far this season, especially following losses, though. True ace, true stopper. He allowed a leadoff single to left to the red-hot Jordan Beck to start the day. But Fried, the best in baseball, not just in pitching, fielding his own position as well, and his pickoff move.
Runner at first, Yankees lead 1-0, bottom one here in Denver. Fried set, takes a look, and oh, they got the runner picked off. Boy, that was Andy Pettit. Boy, Andy Pettit somewhere is laughing and digging that. He baited him. Beck took an extra step. Fried did the toss, threw over, and they got him.
And not the first time we've seen that from Fried this year. Shades of Andy Pettit, as Dave perfectly described. The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. That pickoff move is just a sight to behold for Max Fried. It's quick, and it is perfect. Fried promptly got Ezekiel Tovar to line to second after the pickoff, then struck out Hunter Goodman on that dazzling 12-6 curve. It falls off the table. It's looping, but it doesn't loop too much. It is a crisp curveball from Max Fried. A quick 8-pitch first inning. And Fried, a 1-2-3 second inning, struck out Brenton Doyle on 96 mile an hour heat. But that was sandwiched in between two outstanding plays by Oswald Peraza at third. One coming in to nab Michael Tolia, one sliding left to pick a hard ground ball. Ended the inning, and Goldschmidt, well done, coming off the bag on the Peraza throw, swiping the tag on Tyler Freeman. Inning over, third inning, 1-0 Yankees, a one-out single to center off Fried by Aaron Shunk, but Fried got the nine-hitter, Jacob Stallings, to fly to right. And then with Shunk off first and two down, you figure the Rockies would have learned their lesson from just the first inning with Fried staring over at first.
Fried, oh, they got another guy picked off. Oh, he was meat. Oh, that was just a no contest. Wow.
That's embarrassing.
Max Fried with just a magnificent move, totally froze him, and he didn't even try to escape. Nothing across. Third inning for Colorado.
So three shutout innings for Fried, allowing two hits, but facing the minimum through three because of two pickoffs and 24 pitches through three. Quite economical. And the Yankees, a couple of leadoff hits in the second and the third. Jason Dominguez and Paul Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt's hit the second of the day already, but nothing to show for it in those innings, but started to gain some traction that would pay off later. Bottom four, we talk about the two pickoffs for Fried already. Six on the year. He's made 11 starts, six pickoffs. And Fried did strike out Jordan Beck on the fastball in the fourth. Ezekiel Tovar smoked a single to center. So would the Rockies dare challenge Fried again? Would they be mindless enough to do that? Fried tried to pick off Tovar. Drew this one away, but the ball did hit the tip of Goldschmidt's mitt barely. They scored it in E3, so an E3 on Goldschmidt. Tying run into scoring position. And Fried blew away Hunter Goodman, 97-mile-an-hour heat. But two out, Michael Tolia, RBI triple to right center, tied the game at one. But the Yankees immediately picked Fried up today. Didn't just pick him up, they picked him up in a big-time way. Bottom of the order against Freeland. Top five. 1-1 game right after Fried had allowed the lone run on his line. Austin Wells, who had worked a 10-pitch walk his first time, Wells bulleted a single to right. Where have we heard this before? Wells, part of a 10-run inning and having a big role in starting it, big run in ending it. He set up Oswald Peraza for our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Peraza doesn't show bunt, swings away and lines it to left field. Going back to left fielder, he will not get it. Hits off the fence. In high flight is Wells, coming to third, getting a wave on, and the relay is dropped. Wells scores standing up, and the Yankees have a 2-1 lead on the RBI double by Oswald Peraza.
That started it all. The Peraza RBI double, our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees, due to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. So bottom of the order, those sizzling swings, the Yankees grabbed a lead right back for Fried, and that probably would have been good enough the way Fried was dealing today. But Paul Goldschmidt, he walked. Took the open base, three times on base in five innings, ho-home for Goldie, and dominating a lefty pitcher, no less. That's what Goldschmidt always does. Next up, Trent Grisham, two on, nobody out, 2-1 lead. You put the ball in play, good things happen. This really...
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Open the door.
Freeland ready. Here comes the 1-0. The pitch. A little one hopper back to Freeland. He throws the first. Oh. Throws wildly. Grisham will move on. Coming around to score is Peraza. Holding at third is Goldschmidt. And on the second is Grisham. That should have been an academic play.
So not only scored a run, forced Freeland into an awful situation, and the door ajar for the Yankees. Rockies wanted nothing to do with Judge because they had second and third, nobody out, open base, intentional walk. Bases loaded, no out, already a 3-1 lead. Yankees more than made him pay. Cody Bellinger got the job done, sacrifice fly to left, scoring Goldschmidt, extended the lead to 4-1 at the time. The Yankees have had a knack for these big innings all year, situational hitting. So the first out of the inning, a sacrifice fly. You certainly take that, a situational out. Anthony Volpe up. Still two runners out there, and Volpe digging in.
0-1 here to Volpe. 2-1 pitch. Swing on up the middle. Hits the bag. Deflects off the second baseman's glove in the left field. Here comes Grisham. He'll score. It's 4-1 Yankees. And Judge to third. He put in play and good things happen. 5-1. 5-1 lead.
And Volpe moving the line along. First and third for Jason Dominguez. Another sack fly. So two outs on the inning. Two situational outs, sacrifice flies. Dominguez, a sack fly to center. Yet another five-run inning for the Yankees. The next one they have, it'll be 15. That'll match your total from all of last year. And we're in late May. We're coming up on Memorial Day. They already got 14 five-run innings, but it was more than a five-run inning today. 6-1 edge, five already home. Volpe off first, now two out, and both outs, mentioned it, sacrifice flies. DJ LeMahieu was the ninth batter to the plate. He lined a single to right field. That was all for Kyle Freeland. First and second, two out. Angel Chivilli, the right-hander, came on, and it didn't get much better for Colorado. Chivilli, his first act, a wild pitch. It chased Volpe to third, LeMahieu to second, and Austin Wells bookends, who started the inning with a hard single to right, looking to break it wide open.
Here's the 1-0. And line drive, base hit, right field. That'll pick up two. Volpe scores. And here's Wells digging for two, and he gets in standing. Coming around to score is DJ, and the Yankees are pouring it on.
So Wells, two times this year. How unique is this? We're not through the month of May. Two times this year where he helped start an inning with a clutch base hit. Start a 10-run inning, no less, with a clutch base hit. Then later in the inning, an extra base hit as well. Two separate times, two hits on the inning, two impactful hits on the inning, and the Yankees put up 10. Did it against San Diego with the Grand Slam bookend, and today with that two-run double. Next up, Peraza. And remember, his RBI double gave the Yankees a 2-1 lead to start the inning. Chivilli walked Peraza on five pitches. First and second, two out for Paul Goldschmidt. Already two hits and three times on base, but Goldschmidt, keep that line moving.
3-2, runners are going to take off. There they go. Here's the pitch. Line drive, right center field. And the glove came off the hand of Amador, the second baseman. Coming around to score is Wells. It was almost like he threw it up in frustration. He had no chance of being close to that ball.
Goldschmidt four times on base already in six innings, and frustration abound for Colorado, clearly, but particularly there at second base. And Goldschmidt was the 12th batter to the plate. How about the 13th batter to the plate? Trent Grisham, whose Baltimore chop earlier in the inning led to the Freeland error, which opened the floodgates, to put it lightly. Well, Grisham, this was not a chopper. This is a beamer.
Pitch of Grisham. Swung on to the gap, right center field. That ball is touched up. And it's base of the fence. Scoring is Peraza. Getting a wave on. Here comes Goldie. He's going to score. Into second with a two-run double. Trent Grisham. Double figures for the Yankees.
Yankees, seven hits in the inning, 10 runs, 14 batters to the plate. Judge struck out after the Grisham double to end the inning. Yankees, four singles and three doubles that entire inning without a home run. Just moving the line along, situational hitting, 10-run fifth inning. And we mentioned Wells' role in both 10-run innings so far this year. San Diego and today. Well, Max Fried, the Yankees love him so much. They're like, okay, you allow that run in the fourth. You never give up runs. We'll give you 10. Fried in the fifth inning, working with an 11-1 lead. Worked around a leadoff double by Tyler Freeman, including his fifth strikeout of the day. Blew 96 by Aaron Shunk. And in the sixth inning, Fried extremely economical on the day in particular, as opposed to recent starts. About 10 pitches per inning. How about seven pitches in the sixth inning? And because of situations like this one, Fried issued his first walk with one out, put Ezekiel Tovar on, but then got a double play from Hunter Goodman. 6-4-3 wrapped up the sixth inning. Move along to the seventh inning. Still 11-1 Yanks, and Fried struck out Michael Tolia on that beautiful 12-6 curveball, then easily worked around a one-out single from Brenton Doyle. Yankees entering the eighth. Everyone had a hit. Everyone but DJ LeMahieu had at least one RBI, and LeMahieu was working on a strong day himself, so not to put him down, but he had an opportunity to join that RBI party. Cody Bellinger tripled to center. Anthony Volpe doubled to left to drive him in. Third hit for Volpe, made it a 12-1 Yankee lead. Dominguez walked after that, and that brought up DJ LeMahieu. Two hits on the day, but looking to become the ninth Yankee to drive home a run.
And there's an RBI for DJ LeMahieu. Scoring easily is Volpe. Everybody's driven in a run. It's 13-1 Yankees.
There wasn't one Rocky out of the bullpen that could stop this Yankee offensive attack today. Everyone joined the fun. and then some. And I say and then some because everyone had a hit. There were multiple multi-hit games. Everyone had an RBI. And even J.C. Yuscara and Pablo Reyes, who came in for defense with the huge lead late, they racked up base hits in the ninth off Juan Mejia, the righty out of the Rockies pen. By the way, Fried, we talked about him completing seven. That's the fifth time he's done that in 11 starts this year. So economical. And Aaron Boone said, hey, let's get you a standing ovation on the road in Colorado, Max Fried. We know from last night, we know all weekend, a lot of Yankee fans, they always travel well, but especially in this ballpark, filling out the near capacity 50,000 at Coors Field. Fried out for the eighth inning, struck out Aaron Shunk, strikeout number seven for Max Fried. Ended his day, got a standing ovation on the road in Denver, Colorado. 7 3rd of 6-hit, 1-run ball, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts for the sensational Max Fried. 7-0 on the year. He entered the start with a 1.29 ERA. His ERA stays at 1.29. It is so hard to keep that ERA firm or not let it rise in any capacity. There have been great starts where it's risen lately. It didn't rise today. And Max Fried following a loss this year. 6 starts, Yankees are 6-0. He's allowed 3 earned runs total as a stopper following a loss. It's unspeakable. 13 won the final, a 10-run fifth inning. The big deal today, 14 batters to the plate in that 10-run fifth inning in Colorado. Yankees Rewind, you catch a segment on demand on the Free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN. Coming up, the full thoughts from the manager, Aaron Boone. Plenty to unpack here on the Verizon Yankees postgame show. The Yankees 13 and the Rockies 1 on WFAN Yankees Radio.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.